ocean and gone out at night to take a look at the sky. It's an amazing sight. The sky looks like it's filled with an amazing amount of jewelry. It's beautiful, sparkling, bright. The sky is filled with far more than you can see from land, even out in the middle of the country. Normally, I'll take my telescope with me when I go out someplace distant on land, and I'll go with my telescope in my car, and I'll get out in the middle of nowhere, and I'll set my telescope up and do some stargazing. I love to do that. It's kind of hard, however, to take a 6-inch refractor telescope with you on a cruise. First of all, it doesn't pack very well, considering they only give you 50 pounds per bag and they charge you per bag now. And you don't dare take it on the airplane because then they think you bring a bazooka aboard. So, you know, you just kind of have to go with something small. And I have a pair of astronomical binoculars that I'll take with me on a cruise, and that packs nice and easy. And I'll go up on the very top deck of the ship where the lights aren't bright, and you got to be careful doing that, by the way, because remember, you're on a cruise, a romantic cruise at sea, and it's one of the few dark places aboard ship. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm not supposed to know about that. Excuse me. And then I'll find a place, and I'll be able to stretch out on the lounge and get a good view of the sky, prop my arms up, and do some stargazing with my binoculars. What's amazing, however, is that even without the binoculars, out in the middle of the ocean, as I scan the sky with my bare eyes, you can see something that you can't see on land. Out in the middle of the ocean with no light pollution and very little air pollution, looking up in the sky, you can make out the faint, hazy disc shape of our nearest galactic neighbor, the Andromeda Nebula, M31. The Andromeda Galaxy in the distance. You can just barely see it. And bringing the binoculars into play, you can really see it. God's majesty, God's creation is amazing when you can really get a look at it. That's what we have here in Isaiah. The prophet waxing long on the majesty of God, that it is the God whom we worship, the God whom we serve, the God to whom we belong, the God of our ancestors, of our mothers and fathers, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, it is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One of God, who created all that we see. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Isaiah writes. Now, you notice it says GNV up there. That's the Greg Neal version. I couldn't find a translation I liked here. So I had to come up with my own. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? God who sits above the circle of the earth, it is God. It is God who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. My fellow grasshoppers. That's what life feels like sometimes. Facing the realities of life. It's easy to forget about them on a cruise, but you come home and you face them immediately. First thing I get when I get off the airplane and turn my phone back on is a series of messages, and one of them happens to be from the nursing home that has my grandmother. He wants you to know that Miss Lena fell today, hitting her head, and we can't reach your mother. Things just sort of go awry when you're gone. And you have to come back to the real world and face them. But we don't face them alone. Here's the reality, though. The inhabitants are like grasshoppers. Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in?
A rhetorical question.
God, of course. Who does that? God does that. God stretched out that beautiful creation that we see at night. God stretches out the beauty of a valley, the beauty of a beach, the beauty of you and me. God stretches it out in creation. Who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth like nothing? Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root on the earth when God blows upon them. And they wither, and the storm carries them off like stubble. I mean, even the princes and the rulers of the earth, the presidents and governors, are just like you and me. Grasshoppers. That's what life feels like. Blowing us away. Blowing us away. The good news is that we don't face this alone. The one who stretched out the glories of the heavens, the one who stretches out the map of the world, the one who stretches out the margins of our living is with us through it all. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? It is God, who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because God is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. How can you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from Yahweh, and my right is disregarded by God? We are like Jacob, we are like Israel, when we say God has forgotten us. We are like Jacob, we are like Israel, when we say God does not care for us. We are like Jacob, we are like Israel, when we think we face this world alone, when we think we face the alone. We don't face the tempest alone. We don't face the illness of father and mother and grandparent alone. We don't face the death of children, daughters, and sons alone. We don't face divorce alone. We don't face illness alone. We don't face joblessness alone. We don't face, April 15th is coming up, we don't face the IRS alone. We don't face cancer alone. We don't face anything alone. We face it with the one who stretched out the vault of the heaven. We face it with the one who created those. You know, the one who created the stars and the galaxies and the moons and the planets. We be friends. The one who created the universe, who decided that the speed of light was going to be 186,282 miles per second. We're friends. The one who measured out the basins of the Pacific Ocean. The one who knows every hair that has fallen from my head. We be friends. Indeed, that one sent the Son Jesus to die for us. We don't face life alone. We don't face 2009 alone. We don't face illness alone. We don't face pain alone. We don't face the unknown alone. It may be unknown to us, but it's not unknown to God. God who stretched out the vault of the heavens. God who made those, the stars of the sky, made you and me, and knows us. That's good news for us today. No matter what you face, no matter what you face tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, you face it with the one who created it all. I don't know about you, but that's good news. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the ever lasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Yahweh does not faint or grow weary. We get tired. We get tired. Sitting in one of those tiny little seats. They say they're 17 and a quarter inches across. No. No. I got a big butt, but I'm going to tell you. That hurt. Sitting in one of those tiny little seats, sitting for 2.5 hours, exhausts you. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Yahweh didn't create those horrible seats on a 738. Those seats on those airplanes in the coach section are contraventions of the Geneva Convention. Thank you. We should haul them up on charges. Ow, my rear still hurts squeezing into that seat. Oh, heck, you don't have to worry about going to the bathroom. I can't get out of the seat anyway. And couldn't go if I had to. And then they're not wide enough for it's not just my rear, it's my shoulders. I'm sitting there and I look at the guy to my right and I said, I'm sorry. Good thing he was one of those string beans. Oh, this is awful. No. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yahweh didn't make those seats, but Yahweh made the earth. Yahweh does not faint or grow weary, but we do. God's understanding is unsearchable. There's not enough space between your ears to hold enough neural matter for us to understand, comprehend God. We can try. Theologians love to use big words like omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent to talk about God's unending eternal power, all knowledge, and all presence. But we don't really understand it. We can't really comprehend it. We get stuck in the logical box of the question, can God make something so big God can't move it? Huh? Can God make something so big that God can't move it? My dad had a good answer for that one. My dad was an engineer and a mathematician. And Dad's answer was a simple answer. He said, yes, but there'd have to be no place to move it to. It would have to expand to fill all of creation because the conditions of the test are incapable of testing God's omnipotence. I used that one on one of my philosophy professors once, and he got really mad at me. I blame Dad for that B, by the way. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Yahweh says, does not faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. Yahweh gives power to the faint. Whew. Thank God. Yahweh gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless, sitting squunched up in that seat, knowing that I now have to go and run from gate 4 to gate 14 in 2 minutes. Gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths. Okay, where are youths? Youths here. Youths back there. I'll be generous. Youth here and here. I'll be generous. Youth over here. I wish Ann Street were here. Even the youths will faint and become weary. And the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait eagerly. The King James says, wait upon. Doesn't get the idea across. Wait eagerly gets the idea across here. Those who wait eagerly for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Notice it doesn't say will renew their strength. Not may renew their strength. Not can renew their strength. This is a promise, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. When an eagle stretches out its wings and mounts up, it's catching the thermals and circling up into the sky under the power of the rising air. Not flapping, resting and wafting up on the thermals of God's creation. That's the promise here. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Literally, they shall run and not become weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, my friends, whatever we face with the Creator of all. Whatever illness we face with the Creator of all. That's the message from Isaiah. That's the message of the church in proclaiming Jesus Christ as the Creator of it all. It is Jesus who does this in the Old Testament, who becomes incarnate in human flesh, who then dies for us. It is the Creator of it all, with whom we are sister and brother. It is the Creator of it all, with whom we face it all. So when the tempest goes, you face it with God. That's the good news for today. It was a beautiful sight looking up. It was a beautiful sight scanning the heavens. And as I scan the heavens, and when you get to that particular latitude, you can get a slight look towards past the equator. And I'm looking and scanning and noticing that there's a comet, invisible from here, that I could see just the tail of it sticking up over the horizon. A beautiful comet. The God who created that created you and me and calls us to be the body of Christ, serving the world with the gospel, the good news, the liberating news of eternal freedom. Give thanks and praise to God that we have the privilege of serving and being children of this Creator. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard it from the beginning?
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries.
Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved.
For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.